good morning. It's May 19th. I turned 57 yesterday, and I'm playing tennis today at Laurel Oaks. I was invited by Ann Davey, and we are playing with Tanya and Marilyn. We are here at this beautiful Laurel Oaks. So beautiful. I can't, but you know what? I do miss my old Bath & Racket. We were all members of Bath & Racket. So, Ann, thank you so much for giving me my beautiful present, the G-Love, that will protect my beautiful skin. See, as you see, these girls are all wearing makeup, beautiful lipsticks, and you just have... That's right, exactly.
You just have for radio right
you
now.
Just,
yeah. Close to be here.
You just have to work your imaginations. And Marilyn is giving us
definitions.
Earlier we were having
SAT
our lessons,
words.
Yes. SAT words.
Prosaic.
Yes. Prosaic, dull conversation.
We decided our previous one was too dull.
Yeah, we were looking for Prosecco.
We're on our 20th take here. So
the opposite is prophetic. Right? Prophetic, it would be a really interesting conversation.
Right, yes.
Prosaic
yes.
is dull.
That's right.
Ah, very interesting.
Really? Marilyn's looking it up.
Prophetic.
Prophetic.
Yeah. Well, I have to say today, I enjoyed tennis so much playing with y'all. And I, as I'm talking so about cool. Bath & Racket, I think what we missed the most was this camaraderie.
Yes,
and being on a quarantine and lockdown, it was kind of hard to focus on tennis. I wanted to talk to you guys. In between every point, so
yeah. We had great points.
We did talk a lot.
We did, but we actually had to play some good points too. So.
Because I think we missed each other so much. I mean, when we were at Bath & Racket, part of the deal was, you know, going upstairs, having something to drink and talk about how we played.
Did you ever read, there was a study by Harvard, if I'm correct, about what makes people feel the most happy and fulfilled. And of all the things, it wasn't money or beauty or any of these things. It was a sense of feeling like part of a community and feeling like and I think that's what we missed, whether what the place looks like or where you're at,
that's
if you have
that. We loved the people, we loved the location, we just, that's why nobody
did. But somehow we'll find each other back.
And right? It's great that, I think, Marilyn, you have this secret that, you know, if there's something new about a member, you know it beforehand, before anybody. How is that? What was your, tell us your secret.
Michael Brandon was my bestie, and boy, I loved him. And I would tell him gossip, and he would tell me, and we'd have so much. It was
you
only fun, though.
The tea together.
We were never mean. No. We were always just fun about it.
Michael
and, but by the way,
great.
That's Bath & Racket. And
he's awesome.
It would always be, he would wink on the court. I know something you're going to want to know. And I would pass that wink on to the next court. And
that's great.
By the time
that's
we got
what
to
we
last.
Missed. We missed
the
that
juiciness,
group.
Yes.
We missed that group that everything wasn't fun. Nothing was done out of, like, we really had a sense of community there. That,
yes. And you talk about how the backhand has been changed to, you know, a different level of strokeness. Is that what you talk about? Or is it the juiciness of the personal
details?
Yeah, like,
left
with who that I
before. Oh, yeah, that one. Oh, I love that one. That's the great thing. We should
talk to do another podcast of all the people who met at Bath & Racket that got married.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You know what?
Great podcast.
Or slept
I almost got married there. You know, I belonged there in 1995,
you got married on court one?
Well, court five was the best one because it's close to the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
So, if I needed to puke after getting married, it would be right there.
Yeah. You know what I was afraid of? When I was a member of El Conquistador, when people started dying, they started putting their ashes on different courts. I thought, this is going to start happening at Bath & Racket.
Oh,
we better start. Please put me on court five.
Yeah.
Yes!
The best thing about court five was the raccoons would fall through the eaves, and you'd see their little arms coming down. That's a great place to get married.
That is, I think
so. Well, yes. If you have the crackheads, if they're back there serenading you and each other, that was always fun. And the wave of meth through the air.
That was back on off of court one and two.
Quite as pretty as Jasmine.
Yes, exactly.
I like court five because you can see all the fat guys coming in from the pool, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
slowly.
With those little
tiny
suits.
Speeders.
Well, Anne, we're interested to know how oh yes, the White House is calling.
Yeah.
Marilyn's
calling.
Marilyn's
call. Mr. Trump. Michael Brandon calling to give us a scoop.
Already, Brandon's.
Already, oh my gosh, you have this ESP connection with Michael Brandon. No, Anne, tell us about your. You know, your mental, I almost said mental masturbation about your how you get to the decision of joining Laurel Oaks from Bath and Racket.
Well, I tell you,
did you go like a walk after, back and forth?
And after we were pretty sure Bath and Racket was closing for good, we just said, you know what? We've got some other friends from Bath and Racket that joined here, and it's a beautiful facility. We just, the 20-minute drive is what it is, and we are giddy to be here.
And I think you've converted Tanya already. It's Tanya said.
Yeah, we're going to actually, after this, I'm going to take a little tour with Michelle. I grew up out here. I actually watched Laurel Oak be built.
She was the first one to be here, actually.
Yeah, I mean, before this was built, I actually rode horses, believe it or not, through here when it was first being built. Yeah. So it's kind of cool to see it, how it's developed. And
they should name a court after you then.
I don't know about that. But yeah, there's got some wonderful amenities. They've really done a lot. The pool and the courts and a little bit of golf. And
it's so beautiful. Yeah. I just can't get over how well manicured the courts are.
Well, and the umbrella, we were so excited. Yeah. It has some beautiful cover and lovely water.
And there's not much rust.
No, no.
So does that mean that the immune we're not going to build our immune system
here?
No,
our comorbidity out here is good.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Throw that in.
Yes, you're so precarious.
Her sense of prophetic.
Yeah, I think they also spray the tennis courts, the nets with Lysol. Is that right?
We drank the Lysol.
Yes.
No, the Lysol's all gone.
No, I will say we did do a good job today.
We did.
Oh my gosh! And pumping elbows. So
everybody,
just...
yeah, that's perfect. Thank you for bringing that.
Yes, thank you so much. Did you make that?
Little of just a basic hand sanitizer with alcohol, and then I added a couple DoTerra natural essential oils. I've got one with orange because orange is supposed to wake you up and make your senses feel good, and then I've got one with eucalyptus and lemon, which is good for mosquitoes. So you get to spray and it doesn't hurt you. You know, it's got that nice. Organic.
Does it also act like a Listerine and a freshened breath?
You could try. I would not suggest it, but for your hands, you can spray your racket and things like that. So I think if we all do smart measures, I think we'll be fine and safe out here. And the sunshine, vitamin D, can't beat it.
Vitamin D, yes. Yeah. But I think being in Florida is we're very fortunate. We count our blessings to be here. Yes. Yeah. We heard that almost 2,000 people from New York, Pennsylvania, Boston moved to Sarasota. Is that true?
I have
from
heard
your
that.
Statistics
well, I,
of housing.
I will tell you this, just from being in real estate, I have quite a few buyers, like four actually, that are looking from up north between Michigan, New York, New Jersey, who have said in this quarantine they realize that life is short, and they have been talking about doing this and talking about doing this, and because of this they said, why not? Why wait? And especially in a world where we've figured out that working remotely is very possible for a majority of people, why not be somewhere that you love and can enjoy life and be active and outdoors and have a beautiful beach and place to be? So
it's
a good thing, and some of us natives, it's a little hard for us to see that many people coming, but so it keeps us going.
Welcome back, Marilyn. What did Trump say?
Yes.
Or Michael, what's the new scoop?
Hydrochloroquine now. He's very happy on that right now.
Hydrochloroquine all around.
Hydrochloroquine, yes.
Yeah, all around.
Yes, and you were telling us what were the stores that are open in Sarasota right now?
The stores? You know what I just
Main
heard
Street,
and I haven't been
there.
I didn't even
know. Oh, yeah, Main Street. I love that.
The what?
What they're going to do with Main Street.
Oh, yes. Oh, now they're going to close off Main Street to all of traffic, and it's just will be open for the restaurants to set up tents and tables out there, and it'll really be great for everyone, not only for just the restaurants. It's going to be good for the shopping on that street. People are going to be able to hang out, and because I have that in New York on Strell Street near my apartment, I see how it works. It is packed every single night from May through October, so this is going to be idea. They'll put fans under the tents and stuff. It really is just
it's
perfect.
Fantastic.
They're tented too?
Well, and in New York they do because of rains. They want people to use it all the time.
Oh, right.
So it is a big tent.
Right. Yeah.
And you get to stay away from the sun then, and they put fans inside those tents. I don't know how they're doing it here. I'll take it
over
to you.
I think it's a permanent. I really do.
Oh,
there's really not that much parking. And now we've got those beautiful parking garages and plenty of place. I think it'd be wonderful.
Oh,
and we live in a
great
place we want to be outside. I mean, most of the time.
They can put planters then in the middle and decorate it pretty.
Isn't it Coconut Grove that did that? Isn't they have that big strip right down there in Miami?
I've been there for a long time.
So do you use, you wear masks, ladies, when you go out?
I do always. I when always I go into the grocery store, yep. when I go into
I'm gonna 100%. Be honest, I do not.
You do not wear it?
And I'll tell you why. From what I read in research, if you do not do it absolutely perfectly, that you have a better chance of getting something on you. And I just feel like for me personally, I
and
do
I
not.
Personally feel
but I
like
also keep my, I definitely keep my space. I have sanitizers correct. With yes. me. I don't go in public places that are slam packed with yeah. people or things like that.
And there was a guy the other day, one of the doctors that said, if you have two people and they both have masks on, it's virtually impossible to pass this. If they are passing and they both
kind
have
of
masks,
correct.
They said that it has now cut down the chances of anyone getting this to almost only down to 2%. I believe strongly in wearing a mask when you're in places
mask.
Like anything that there's people, grocery stores, and things
TJ
like that.
Maxx,
and now
Marshalls.
If it cuts it down to 50% of that, if only you have it on and they don't.
Yes.
But he said if there is two people that have their nose and mouth covered,
does it matter what type of mask? Because if you wear like
it
those
doesn't.
Little blue ones, those
no,
are not
no, it
really
doesn't matter there. He says you're still stopping
right,
all
yeah.
the particles that leave your mouth when you talk.
Apparently, if you
yes.
can blow a match out through your mask,
correct.
It's not good enough. So that's how we test
saying.
It.
You yeah.
put a mask on, you light a match, and you try to blow a,
yeah.
that is
a,
great
a match
idea.
Out. And that's
I mean, if
they're
standing
the
here, that's
yeah.
right, because
yeah.
no one's going to get
now,
this
I will say I make yeah. my children, like Taylor works at a wonderful pet supply store on Weber and Boniva, they all wear a mask. And there are certain places, like if you go into your doctor's, they want you to wear one and they ask you to wear one there. I happily will do that. And I want her to wear one because she's got so much interaction. And I guess maybe because I haven't really gone that many
also,
places.
It's 100% required in New York. So I
it
have
is,
to
yes.
for when I go back.
And
you
Los
cannot.
There's
a lot of places. Many states, it's 100% required.
California,
now.
Los Angeles is outdoor,
yes.
even outdoor spaces,
all
they
the time.
Have to have a mask.
You
yeah.
must have a mask on.
Well, I think I have like 12 masks, you know, I
yes,
try
and
to
I love
use.
Them now. Look at they've got Skull and Bones on them.
I've yeah, I've recycled. Chanel. You know, you can you can make masks out of your socks,
I think it's another
t-shirts.
Fashion statement, ladies.
Yes, exactly. You can mix
it.
And match.
Matching.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. This yeah. is
Thanks
our morning.
Fun, actually. I was trying to. This is fun.
Thank you. Thank you. You all right. have a fantastic day. Thank love you so much.
Thank you, Maria. It was fun.
Let's do it again next week. I promise we will.